what he could. He went, as we say, with many a hungry belly the most part of the rest of the way. "But is it not a wonder," said Hopeful, "they got not from him his certificate, by which he was to receive his admittance at the celestial gate?" "'Tis a wonder," said Christian, "but they got not that, though they missed it not through any good cunning of his, for he being dismayed with their coming upon him, he had neither power nor skill to hide anything. So it was more by good providence than by his endeavour that they missed of that good thing." "But it must needs be a comfort to him that they got not this jewel from him." "It might have been great comfort to him," said Christian, "had he used it as he should. But they that told me the story said he had made but little use of it all the rest of the way, and that because of the dismay that he had in their taking away his money. Indeed, he forgot it a great part of the rest of the journey. And besides, when at any time it came into his mind, and he began to be comforted therewith, then would fresh thoughts of his loss come again upon him, and those thoughts would swallow up all." "Alas, poor man," said Hopeful, "this could not be but a great grief unto him." "Grief," said Christian, "aye, a grief indeed. Would it not have been so to any of us, had we been used as he, to be robbed and wounded too, and that in a strange place as he was? 'Tis a wonder he did not die with the grief, poor heart. I was told that he scattered almost all the rest of the way, with nothing but doleful and bitter complaints, telling also to all that overtook him, or that he overtook in the way